John 6:19-24. Then, when they had rowed about 25 or 30 stadia, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they became frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. The next day, the crowd which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there had been no other small boat there except one, and that Jesus had not gotten into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. But other small boats from Tiberias came near to the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the small boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus.
Jesus walked on the sea. This signifies that the Lord can overrule all the troubles of human life. He can walk on the troubling ways of human life, and all the unrest is under his feet. Christ walked on top of all the waves. It seemed that the more waves there were, the more he enjoyed walking upon them. The waves terrified his disciples, but he trod upon them. He seemed to say, "Demons, please cause bigger waves, then I will have more enjoyment. I can walk on top of your waves." This is the peace-giving Christ. When the disciples took him into their boat, immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. Do you want to have a peaceful life? If you do, then you must take Jesus into your boat. Your boat may be your married life, family, or occupation. When he comes into your boat, you will enjoy peace with him on the journey of human life. If you receive Christ into your marriage will be peaceful. If you receive him into your family will be at peace. If you accept him into your job will be peaceful. Without Christ, the world is hungry. Without Christ, the world is also troubled. But with him, we have satisfaction and peace. He is the feeding Christ and the peace-giving Christ. Praise the Lord!